Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson, and I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson. And we're your host this morning, along with Gloria Wells, who moderates our chat room. And we're just going to have a little laid-back kind of day this morning. We finished up Dr. Reggie's book on the secret power of words. And so we thought we'd have a little discussion on that and expand on it a little bit more and answer any questions that you may have and just try to clarify some of the terminology that we use here on Circles of Prosperity. Good morning, Dr. Reggie. How are you?
I'm great, Cynthia. How are you this morning?
I'm pretty good, trying to wake up.
Oh.
You know, we had a fabulous time yesterday, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, guys, we met up with many of our original members of Infinite Journey Spiritual Center and also Circles of Prosperity to give honor to Ms. Yvonne Regal. It was not only her birthday, but she has been the one, along with many others for sure, that pushed and encouraged Dr. Reggie to start his ministry with Infinite Journey Spiritual Center, and she was there pushing and encouraging me to do Circles of Prosperity, and so we really wanted to give her a special thank you and to honor her on her birthday. What would we be without Miss Yvonne had she not been born to have such an influence on our life? So everybody came out. It was just awesome. We got to see Dorana and Kali and my precious, precious Aunt Lorraine. Oh, my God, I love her so much. That really touched my heart that they would come out and support us like that. And then, of course, Jean was there and Carolyn and Aaliyah and Charlotte and, who else, Reggie?
Donald was there.
Donald.
Mm-hmm.
Donald and Toya. And, Dr. Reggie, we need to do a special prayer for Toya today. First of all, it's Toya's birthday. I want to wish her a happy birthday. But second of all, she starts a new job today. Can you imagine starting a new job on your birthday? What a gift, huh?
So, and Mary Chia was there. And my sister, a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Mary is my sister. I love me some Mary. And Mary and Dorana helped us with Wildfest in 2006. And we had a huge event in California. We did all the work here in Atlanta, shipped it off to California. It was just phenomenal. So she's very, very dear to our hearts. So we have, and Charm and Barbara were there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And Maisha.
I said that.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. It was just so many. I didn't want to forget anybody. So we had a great, great time.
I know, it was really fun, a lot of fun.
Anyway, people are excited about Infinite Journey and Circles of Prosperity. We're one ministry, really. It's Infinite Journey Spiritual Center. Circles of Prosperity is a part of Infinite Journey Spiritual
mm-hmm.
Center. We have online classes that are going to be coming up, so you definitely want to tune in for that. We've got some special, special stuff coming up in March. You want to stay in tune with us and keep up with us on what's for the hot things. I don't want to lay it all out now, but it's going to be exciting. We are so excited about it. And we have a great team working to bring you these wonderful new things in 2013. I had to stop and think for a moment. So anyway, Dr. Reggie, you want to take us into our opening prayer?
Mm-hmm. As we take a deep breath in, we thank God for this Monday. We have never seen this Monday before, and won't again. Let us love, let us learn, and let us live in the power and the majestic energy of the awe-inspiring Holy Spirit as we move forward and touch all of our brothers and sisters listening on this broadcast in the hearing range of love. From our hearts to their ears, we know that God blesses them and encourages them and heals them and protects them and surrounds them with the light energy of love and peace. Let them continue to listen to this ministry and tithe to the ministry, because their tithes and offerings help us to keep the ministry going. So we thank you for that. And we thank you for all our prosperity on every level, that they prosper as well and not withhold anything as you do not withhold anything, Father. So I grant them the power of love and light from myself to them, that they're always blessed and enriched with this broadcast. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. So last week, for the past couple of weeks, we were in Dr. Reggie's book, The Secret Power of Words. And really, Dr. Reggie says that words are the broadcaster to the unformed universe. In other words, our words begin to shape that which is unformed. And we do that through vibration and frequency. So the words, as I told you before, the words actually have a vibration, a frequency. We don't hear language. We hear vibration. We don't hear words. We're hearing vibration, and we interpret the vibration to a certain meaning. We've been trained since we came into on planet Earth from the mother vehicle to understand communication, and from language to language, there's the frequency that we're interpreting. So what I wanted to do today, because we talk about vibration in Circles of Prosperity, we talk about vibration and frequency a lot. Because what we're doing is we're retraining ourselves not to pay attention to the physical form manifestation. Because everything that you see around you right now is the result of things that are coming from the unseen. So what you're seeing is the effect. You know, we talk about the law of cause and effect. Cause is what you create in mind, which equals and means thought, that then you put forth through words, which equals and means a vibration that touches the unformed universe, which in the Bible they call its substance, and it brings forth and manifests in our physical world. So I want to talk to you today about vibration and get you to understand how vibration is really working on your behalf. The vibrational relationship between you and your source is the basis of your emotional guidance system. And your guidance system, like all guidance, is based upon something in relationship to something else. So, you know, with your GPS navigational system in your vehicle, while it does have the facility to pinpoint your precise location, it is of no value to you in terms of guidance until you enter or until you program in your desired destination. But once that navigational system has that information, it can begin to calculate a proposed route from where you currently are to where you want to go, from point A to point B. And in the same way, this is the relationship between your current and your desired body weight is the basis of the emotional guidance that you receive. In other words, the relationship between you between your current financial situation and the amount of cash you would like to have in your bank account is the basis of the emotional guidance that you receive. So and I'm reading, I'm sorry, I want you to know, I'm reading from The Amazing Power of Deliberate Intent, Living the Art of Allowing, which is by The Teachings of Abraham with Esther and Jerry Hicks. So what they're saying here, what are they saying here? They are saying that when we have a desire in our heart, it's not the desire is the end result, but we have a current situation of the way things are right now. So that's your point A, what currently is going on, and you want something different, that's point B. And your emotional guidance system is the basis of whether or not you're going to receive that, or that you're pointing in the right direction to get there. So now they're moving into trying to understand your emotions. So the relationship between where you are and where you want to be is the basis of your personal guidance system. And even without an electronic navigational system, you understand the relativity between where you are and where you want to be. And without that information, you could not proceed with any clarity upon your journey. You would just be moving from place to place. This is why it is so important for you to set a goal. Setting goals is very important because you need to know which direction you're going. And if you want to work with the laws of the universe, the clearer you are in your goals, in where it is that you want to go, the easier it's going to be for you to get there. Why? Because the universe is going to support you. It's like it's getting a clear signal. You know, Dr. Reggie is saying you need to send a clear signal to the your thoughts and your words of the broadcaster. If you have a clearly defined goal, you say, I want to lose 80 pounds. That's clear. It's much clearer than, oh, I'm fat. I should probably lose some weight. Not very clear. But when you declare, and then you can make it even clearer. Remember we went through the process of how we can make our affirmations even clearer? I will lose 80 pounds, or I can lose 80 pounds is the beginning. I will lose 80 pounds. I am in the process of losing 80 pounds. You know, the clearer the goal, the clearer the statement, the clearer the instruction to the universe in terms of your desire. There's a big link. So, vibrational relativity exists in every possible subject, those of great importance, those of lesser importance, those that come up many times in every day, and those that you think about only occasionally. Helpful and precise guidance is readily available to you regarding all things, for there is no subject in your life in which vibrational relativity is missing. So what are they saying? That vibration is constant. What do they say about the nature of God is that it is constant and unchanging, is it not? Today, it's the same today, tomorrow, and forever. The laws of the universe are the same today, tomorrow, and forever. Those laws respond to vibration. And so the vibration that you put out, based on your desire, is going to be read, and the results of what occurs in your life will be equal to the vibration that you put out. This is why we stress so much that you need to move in your joy, because joy has the highest vibration. Joy is the highest vibration in your emotional guidance system that you can express. So when you're desiring something, it really needs to be something that you, that is just the absolute best for your life. And then we have a problem doing that, a lot of us, because we don't feel worthy. And we're going to work on that too sometime in the upcoming weeks. Okay, so the best path to your intended destination, what is it? If you have ever utilized an electronic navigational system in your vehicle, you have surely had the experience of programming an intended destination and then, for whatever reason, deviating from the route. And something along the way may have attracted your attention, so you made an unscheduled turn along your route. Immediately, your navigational system begins signaling you that you are off course. You can explain your reasons for departing from your route, but your navigational system will simply continue to tell you that you have deviated from your intended route. Because as far as your guidance system is concerned, you are off your path. The guidance system is saying, I'm not off. I'm clear about the direction you want to go, but you're off the path. And it can be very annoying when it's saying rerouting, 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 because it's trying to get you back on the path. So, of course, you could reprogram the system because of your new decision, and your guidance system would then regroup and make a new plan. But as long as you are holding that real specific location, that specific intention of where you want to go, but you're moving in a different direction from that intention, that warning bell is going to ring. So now you might say, but Abraham, surely there's more than one path that will lead to my desired destination, and we agree with you. There are many paths. There are many satisfying paths, paths that are satisfying for different reasons, which will lead you to your desired destination. In fact, the joy of life is really in the journey. However, your vehicle's navigational system is considering the information within its unique system, and it has determined where you are, and contained within its information system are many possible routes or paths. So considering all of those factors, your navigational system gives you the best route that it can conclude. So in other words, it cannot make decisions or give guidance outside of the information that is contained within its system. It has a limited scope of data that it is reviewing, and it chooses the best solution from the data it has to put you in on the path to where you want to go. So you have a personal emotional guidance system. And it operates in a similar way to an electronic guidance system. You cannot receive guidance outside of the roots, and in this case, it's going to be outside of your beliefs that are contained within your system. Your emotional guidance system of relativity is based only upon your active vibrations, equally meaning your active beliefs and their relationship with your desired destination. Remember, what is a belief? A belief is really only a thought that you keep thinking. It's only a thought that you keep thinking. So now, your emotions are your indicators of the vibrational relationship of the active vibrations within you. And you have come forth into this physical body as an extension of source energy. Okay, another way to say that is you are an extension of God. Your divine essence is an extension of God. And so that vibration of your source is always an active vibration within you. God is always active within you. And as you explore the variety and contrast of your own life experience, natural preferences relating to the way you would like things to be are vibrationally emitted from you in the form of vibrational signals, similar to electronic signals. And you are literally beaming these signals forward into your future experience. This is how you bring those circumstances and bring those people. It's all about a vibration. Any questions at this point? Because I want you to get it. If you're in the chat room, if you have a question, if you don't understand, just say, I don't understand, and we'll roll back. If you're called in and you're listening on the phone, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Because I want you to really understand this. This is classroom time. Because if we don't grasp the concept that we are vibrational beings, we're not this physical body, but the source of who we truly are is vibrational. It is unseen. That is what they call spirit. Spirit. You are spirit first. You need to detach from what you see. Because what you see really is vibration. Your eyes are registering light vibration, which equals a mean vibration, and translating it. So we need to really know and understand our beingness as vibration, okay? So whenever a preference or a desire is born within you as a result of something that you are living, that vibrational signal shoots forth like a rocket of desire, and it begins amassing power and clarity in your vibrational future. And it's in what we lovingly refer to as your vibrational escrow. And it is held there expressly for you. No one else can swoop in and take it, depriving you of your own creation. It remains there, it's pulsing, and it's gaining power, and it's gaining momentum, and it's gaining clarification. It's forming, it's developing. And as you continue to amend your desires through processing more contrasting experiences, it just becomes clearer. You got a bad experience and you say, I don't like that. Okay, but I do like this. Okay, better clarification. And that vibration is, okay, we're fine-tuning this. Wow, I'm amassing more power for you in your escrow account. It's all a vibration. So the contrast in which you are focused provides a wonderful basis for launching of your unique desires. For whenever you are experiencing something that you do not want, you always understand more clearly what it is that you do want. And you've heard us teach this principle to you. That's why every experience that you have, the good and the bad, it is all in divine order. It's just how you choose to look at it. Just understand, this is giving, if it's uncomfortable for you, it's giving me a clearer picture of what it is that I do want. Thank you. It wasn't comfortable, but now I know what I do want. And then it gives you an opportunity to fine-tune your desire so that you are sending a clearer signal, a more purified signal, into the unformed universe that your vibration can then begin making form to bring and manifest into your physical experience. Do you understand that? Are you all getting it? I don't see any questions. Okay, I've got a caller here. Let's check in before we move on, okay? Good morning. Area code 561.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you this morning?
Okay, a little tired. I got up early.
You got up early? Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Florida. Okay, what's your name?
Lena.
Lena, did you have a question for us this morning, Lena?
Yes. I am living in with my sister's daughter and for the past since August, so it's been very uncomfortable living here. So I'm trying to make the best out of it. But it's there are some days that are easier than others. I'm trying to look for a job so that, you know, I can get back on my own feet again.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm a very independent person, and this has been very, very difficult for me. But, you know, I'm happy to have a place to at least sleep, because before I was sleeping in my car. So, you know, I've been going through a huge transition since the summer, and just nothing, it just doesn't seem to be changing. I'm getting very frustrated.
Okay. Well, one of the things that on Friday that we talked about was moving into a place of gratitude. So you're frustrated, and you're living in a situation that you're thankful for, but by the same token, it's uncomfortable for you. You're looking mm-hmm. for a job. Now, so my question to you, and I'm saying this with a lot of love, I'm not passing any judgment. I'm trying to help you shift out of the energy where you are right now. All of the things that you have declared that you're experiencing in your life right now are the result of your thoughts. Do you understand that? Can you relate to that?
Yes.
Okay. And so the things that you're telling me right now, how often do you think those things throughout the day?
A lot.
Okay. And so what you focus on, you are creating. So would you agree with me that the longer you continue to say those things to you, the more you will experience them?
Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
It makes a lot of sense. So would you make a commitment today to not say those things again?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what will we replace them with? What is it that you really desire?
My desire to get a job and to, you know, get my own apartment again so I can live with my kids again.
Okay. So why not invest in saying those things?
Mm-hmm.
So now what you need to go through first to get out of that situation is to look at some things that you're grateful for right now. This is a trick. Whenever you catch yourself saying, I'm very frustrated, it's not comfortable here with my, you know, but with my in my living situation, and I you know, I'm trying to find a job. Instead of saying those things, what we want, your trick is when you hear yourself saying that, you say, you know what, I am so grateful that I have a place to sleep. It's much better than sleeping in my car. I'm so grateful that I have transportation that I can go and interview for jobs. I'm so grateful that I have my health that I can go get gainful employment. Think of everything that you're grateful for. I'm grateful that I have a phone. I'm grateful that I have lights on. I'm grateful that I'm not cold. I'm grateful for my clothes. Just have a grateful moment.
Mm-hmm.
Find everything that you're grateful for. Now, it's going to take discipline for you because it's very easy to be pulled into what we don't have and how miserable we feel. So you have to work. First of all, you have to say, I choose not to focus on how horrible everything is because I know that my thoughts are creating that. So now I'm going to move into being grateful. And then you're going to come out of that, out of being grateful, in declaring what it is that you do want. What kind of job do you want?
Something maybe administrative, accounting.
So does that sound very clear to you?
No.
Okay. And that's what we're talking about today, that you need to send a clear signal to the universe of what it is that you want. So what you should do is sit down. What time of day do you want to go to work? What kind of people do you want around you? What's the thing that you love to do the most?
Mm-hmm.
Can you answer any of those questions?
Yeah, I can make a list. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What brings you the most joy?
I enjoy helping others.
You enjoy helping others. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to clearly write out what, you don't have to give it a title. You know, I want to be a minister. You don't have to do that. But you can say, I want to work in an environment where, I mean, you can define. For me, I know that I would like to work someplace where we are helping people and giving them a second chance in life, awakening them to be and empowering them. That would be fulfilling for me. What would be fulfilling for you? That you know what I'm saying? Maybe you should look at AARP or AAA or some of these nonprofit organizations, if helping people is your number one thing, that kind of gives you some guidance. It'll make you feel good every morning to get up and go do that and spend your day involved in that kind of environment. Will be rewarding for you. So think about what will give you your joy, because your joy is the highest vibrational signal you can send to the universe, equal in meaning to God. That's why gratefulness is so important. So, you know, it's up to you to shift the energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I was going to call up today to Meals on Wheels to see if they need any help during Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And even if you're doing volunteer work, in the meantime, you never know who you're going to meet when you do volunteer work, but you're moving in your joy. And once you get into that joy, as opposed to, I'm living here and blah, and in your misery, then you're going to attract people and circumstances to you that match that vibration. I promise you it works. It works. I promise you it works. All it takes is just a little effort on your part. Okay?
Thank you.
Stay with us, because this is a good lesson today, all right?
All right. Can you keep me on hold?
I will keep you on hold.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Wow. I just, you know, we're all human. And that's the Lena is just a perfect example. Honest to goodness, I'll be honest with you guys. I have some little apprehensions right now in my own life. And I have to battle, those negative thoughts that are just, I don't know why they are so alluring to us. But I have to battle. And where Lena may be dealing with it, where she's spending more time in those thoughts, they last with me for a couple of minutes, and I catch myself and I go, no. And so that's all I'm asking you guys. Don't beat yourself up when it happens. Just say, ooh, look how quickly I remember to shift my thoughts. And Lena, that's what I encourage you to do as well. Look how quickly you shift into being grateful instead of being miserable. And it is a choice. It is a choice. We're working with our vibration, and we're talking about how we can raise our vibration. Let me see. Where did I look? Where did I leave off? So your source immediately joins with your every desire. Let's break this down. As you are focused here in this time-space reality, and you're reviewing your life, you're viewing your life from your unique perspective, you unceasingly emit new signals for the improvement of your own life experience. In the moment Your rockets of desire emanate from you. Source energy becomes one with those desires. Take a deep breath. I want you guys to really hear this. The moment that your rockets of desire emanate from you, source energy, equal in meaning God or the universe, it becomes one with those desires. In fact, that is precisely the reason that we continue to unequivocally state to you that when you ask, it is always given. For source energy acknowledges your desire, and it agrees with your desire, and it knows your desire, and it flows with your desire. So what is the big takeaway from this? For me, it's like, I better be careful what I'm saying, and I better be careful what I'm thinking, because the source energy, God, is no respecter of persons. It's not going to place a judgment on whether this is good for Cynthia or bad for Cynthia. All it knows is I'm receiving a signal from Cynthia and I'm agreeing with it. So what is the quality of your signal? Is it positive or is it negative? Is it something you truly, truly desire that's going to lift your heart up and give you joy? Or is it just the misery? That's why I'm encouraging Lena to focus on that which will bring you joy, because that's what you will create. Amen? Amen. Good morning. 6259, you're on the air this morning. Hello? Are you there? Area code 443. See, I have people call in and they forget their telephone number. Okay, I guess they didn't have a question this morning.
I do have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Gee, I'm glad. This phone leaves a lot to be desired. I'll take care of that today. But I just want to say this is very powerful, and especially for me, because I have a tendency that When I say my affirmations, right after that, here comes something negative. And I know that the universe has canceled out my application, my affirmation, because I'm thinking, oh, something else going to happen.
I know.
And you know, I've been around the barn a couple of times, and I realize that if you do whatever you put out there, that's what you're going to manifest. And like you told a young lady a few minutes ago, you have to change your thought pattern, which is not easy.
No.
It's not easy. But
no.
We know this is the way you have. Once you break that, and that cycle or that negativity, and then you begin to, I found out that you have to keep saying these affirmations over and over and over again. You can sit in your car, people look at you like you're crazy. But you got to study this, because you got to internalize it. Because just putting it out there, and then a few minutes later, you see something, you think about the bills, you think about the girl, or you think about something, you know, most of mine is bills and girls. But you think about
I love
you. You understand what I'm saying, my sister? This thing is powerful. Don't let nobody fool you. Attempt it to change your way of life and your way of thinking after living a life of negativity, even though you didn't think it was. Well, you might have thought it was based on what you did. But it's time as you get older and you know you come further than you got to go, you want to try to change your paradigm, your way of thinking. You want to really get hold of this and hold it. And I'm certain the way I held negativity all that time, I should be able to help hold the positive part. Because
Amen.
Whatever you put, you know, and I'm going to stop saying it ain't easy, because it is easy. You just got to believe it and manifest it. And I just feel like this is so powerful. This is so powerful.
I totally, totally agree with you, Cody. Totally. And you know what? Here's the thing. a lot of people will say, oh, I heard all of that stuff before, and they may come in the circles of prosperity and walk away. But Dr. Renji has the perfect answer for those people. He said, if you are not living it, you don't know it. And listen, and just like you said, Cody, it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. So keep listening to it and hearing it and practicing. Listening to it, hearing it and practicing. Listening to it, hearing and practicing. Dr. Reggie says repetition is what creates the impact in your life. Doing it over and over and over again, hearing it over and over again. And the Bible tells us that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God, which means hearing that desire in your heart. Hearing it, I mean, it's just, it all connects. We connect the dots. So thank you so much for sharing with us this morning, because it is. This is the
thank you so much for allowing me to share with this rainy telephone. Thank you. I saw it last week.
I love you. I love you. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. I'll leave you on so you can continue to listen, okay?
Fantastic.
See, Cody has come a long way. Oh, my God. If you guys go back and listen to some of the archives, you'll hear some of his story. And to hear the energy in his voice, this is when you know people are getting it. You will hear this excitement in their voice because the light bulb finally went off and they're getting it. That excites me. You can tell I'm getting tongue-tied because I heard that energy in his voice. That is so powerful, so powerful. So listen, we are winding down here. I'm just going to read this last little section to you, and then I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer. The power of your source immediately becomes one with your desire. And now the vibrational relativity between your newly launched desire, which has been joined with the energy of source, and your current habitual thoughts or beliefs upon the same subject become apparent. And you can literally feel the agreement or the lack thereof between the two frequencies of these energies. You know how you may say, I want to be a millionaire, but there's this other frequency inside of you that's saying, I don't think so. You know, that ain't going to ever happen for you. Well, you know, what are you wishing for? That's ridiculous. You immediately know when you're speaking something that is just out of your frequency. So if that's what you really desire, to be a millionaire, you're going to have to keep speaking it until that other voice, that other frequency is diminished, and the only frequency is, I am a millionaire. And here's the other part. When that clear signal goes out, the signal goes out anyway, and it's merging with God energy, source energy. It's latching onto it. But if it's shaky, it can't do very much. It's like trying to drive your car on E. That's really what it's like, trying to drive your car on E. We've got 90 seconds to go. I'm not going to be able to finish this lesson today, but you know what? You guys can tune in tomorrow. I'll be here. I know a lot of you are going to be going out to vote, but you can listen to the archive, and we're going to finish up this little section on vibration. Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our closing prayer this morning?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the energy of listening to this powerful, poignant, and dynamic lesson about what we're feeling. I know that our feeling nature is our Geiger counter. We connect with you as the source and connect with the energy of creation and desire, that everything that we ask for is available to us, but we can't ask and then disbelief because that's canceling the order. Thank you that we created this way and we're made in the image and likeness of yourself. Keep us in the energy of power and abundance. Our desires are what you desire for us, as long as it harms no one and hurts no one. Keep us safe and secure and sound in our living, our loving, our laughter, our joy, and our prosperity. As we walk in the light of the Holy Spirit, I believe it is so, And so it is.
Oh, and so it is. We'll be here tomorrow. God bless you. Have a great day.